I know your voice. Okay, well, let me start off. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to certainly rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for his mercy and his grace today. It's going to be a good week, and we're going to have a good prayer service this morning. Amen. Praying especially for Pastor Nora, who is still down, and God's going to give her strength. She's getting better, better than she was yesterday. I'm grateful to God for that. Absolutely. We had a good word on us yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
We start small, and we're going to continue in that theme on this morning. Okay, Elaine, you are going to kick us off as you do every Monday, and it's
every
in your hands
Monday.
At this time. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. I'm at my location, which is in my kitchen, as I say, every week, every Monday. The sun is shining bright, but it's cold. I got lots of ice in my driveway. My topic today, first I want to pray for Pastor Lenore this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Lenore this morning. We ask you, Lord God, this morning that you heal her, that you heal her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We thank you for her this morning. We know that everything that you have put in her, that is still in her, and that it's going to be brought out in her also, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord God, because she's a loving and kind person. We thank you, Lord God, and we trust that you're going to heal her this morning, that you're going to touch her body, that you're going to touch every vein, article, everything that's in her body, Lord God, that you're going to heal it right now, Lord. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise for it right now in the name of your son, Jesus. My topic this morning is a true heart. It's coming out of Mark 7 and 6. And it says in Mark 7 and 6, he answered and said unto them, well, have Elias prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We thank you, Lord God, for this scripture. It also says in the Bible, a true heart that is broken, contrite, and purified, and that's devoted to God. It is a heart that is humble, obedient, and loving, that is willing to give up everything to live for God. The true heart is nothing but true consecration, the spirit that longs to live wholly for God, that gives us everything, that's the God that gives us everything. In Hebrews 10 and 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. It says, what the heart represents, it represents the center of life being the source of their force. It also says the center of emotions, a person's feelings, including love, compassion, loyalty, and sorrow. The center of thoughts, person's thoughts, understanding, and will. The Bible teaches a true heart is a broken heart. It is good soil because it is broken ground prepared to receive the seed of life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for everything that you put in this word on this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this line. We thank you, Lord God, that we want this a true heart. We want to be true in our heart to everything that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the man of God, which is Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, who is on the line this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that he has a true heart and that his heart never stops doing your will, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the rest of the people that's on this line this morning, that their hearts is true, that their hearts is true because you woke them up this morning and their mind is being stayed and rested on you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus, for everything that he done, that he came out forth to do your will, God. We thank you for Jesus, for dying on that old cross, Lord God, for us, and that was a true heart for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. We thank you because you are good. We thank you because I will continue to say you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of all masters, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the people that get on this line. Not only are they near, but they're far also. We thank you for them. We thank you for their true hearts, Lord God. We thank you, God, for waking them up this morning, Lord God, and coming on this line, this new ministry that we have right now, Lord God, and that is a good ministry. It's a good ministry full of true hearts that get on it each and every day, Lord God, and we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because of the things that you're doing and the things that you're about to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you were the beginning. I often ask myself, where did you come from? How was you formed? I asked a lot of questions, which I know I shouldn't be asking about you, but it often makes me wonder, how did all of this begin? How did this all come to part of what is being done even in our lives right now, Lord God? I thank you, Lord God. I thank you because you are the great and holy one. You are our true heart, Lord God, because you live in us, Lord. You are that true heart that we need and that we want. We want everything to be like you, Lord God, because we're heirs to you, Lord God, and we want to act like we are to you, Lord. We want to be like you are, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for just waking us up this morning and starting us on whatever day we need to start on or where we're supposed to be and how our hearts are supposed to be right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the heart of helping people, a true heart of helping others, a true heart of letting others know just who you are and who they are and who they can be in you, Lord. We thank you this morning because you are a good God. You are a merciful God. You are our true heart, Lord. We want to be just like you. We want to live like you. We want to talk like you. We want to walk like you in every way. We want our hearts to be true. We want a true heart today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a true heart, as it says in the Bible, that a broken, contrite, and purified, that devoted to God. We want to be all of that you want us to be. It's a heart that is humble, obedient, and loving, and that is willing to give up everything to live for you, God. We want to live for you. We want to be right and in right standings with you, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lift our hands up to you right now, Lord God, with a true heart. We lift our heads, we bow our heads down to you, Lord God, because you are a true heart, and we want to be just like you. We want to serve you the way that you expect us to serve you. We want to be everything to you, Lord God. We want to be everything even to others that we don't know. We want that true heart. We want a true heart, Lord God, that is in good standings with you, Lord God. We love you this morning, Lord God. We magnify your name this morning, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for even having a heart, but we want our hearts to be a true heart. We want our hearts to be the heart that you wanted it to be in us. We want a heart, a true heart, to serve other people, to do for other people when it is needed, Lord, to even ask, do we need or do that person need anything from us that we could give to them, Lord God? But we want to first give your word to them, Lord God. We want to first put you first in everything that we do, Lord God. We want to seek your kingdom, Lord God. We love on you this morning, Lord God. We want to love on you each and every day, every minute, every hour, every second of the day, Lord God. We want to love on you. We want to love and we want to ask you to be what we want you to be in us, Lord God. We want you to be everything, Lord. We come to you through your Son, Jesus, because that's the way we have to come, is through your Son, Jesus. We ask for everything, Lord God. We ask for everything that you said that we need. We ask for the things, Lord God. We ask you with a true heart to give us those things that you said that we could have and that you said that if we ask you in the right way, Lord God, that you would grant those things to us, Lord. Oh, give us a true heart, Lord. Give us a true heart each and every day. Give us a true heart that we think good and not of evil, Lord. Lord, help us. Help us to be what you expect us to be. Help us to dwell with you each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Jesus, 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 what would we do without you? Because you had a true heart when you got on that cross for us. Your heart was true. Your heart was true to us, to end your life for us, Lord God, to give your life for us, Lord, for us. And we don't even know how, and we can't even think of how good you have been to us. We want to continue to even think and to know how good you have been to us, and you are still good to us, even though you're not on that cross anymore, that you live inside of us. You had a true heart for us. We thank you for that heart. We thank you. We thank you. We love you this morning. We love you each and every day. We love you each and every moment for your true heart. Your true heart has been good for us. We live for the heart that you have given us, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to give it back to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that good prayer, Elaine. The heart, God, cleanse my heart, wash my heart. Purify my heart. That's what I want to pray every day. Thank you for that prayer. Mighty you are, holy you are, mercy endureth forevermore. Righteous you are, great you are, I will exalt you, O Lord, my God, my King. Mighty you are, holy you are, your mercy endureth forevermore. Righteous you are, great you are, I will exalt you, O Lord, my God, my King. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
This is our time of devotion. It's our time of worship. It's our time of prayer and fellowship. Amen. In our prayer service in the morning, I want to exhort you to make sure that you reach out to others and invite them. Invite them. We are praying special this morning for Mother Goodman. As I am told, she is in Cleveland Clinic. She has some challenges in her heart, and so we're going to continue to lift her up as well. All right, Sister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Bishop.
Good morning to you. God bless you. I want to say thank you, Elaine, and thank you, Cynthia, for your faithfulness. I look forward to your prayers and your contribution to this ministry every single week. And I just want to say I love you, and I appreciate the grace of God that's upon you. It's in your hands, Cynthia. God bless.
This is the Cynthia, my word this morning, coming out of Matthew's the 6th chapter, and I have the New King James Version. because this is my son's Bible. But so it says, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil ones. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, for truly, truly you worthy to be praised. And so, Lord, my topic is the perfect prayer. And so we have to come to you, God. We have to acknowledge you. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Lord, we have to do your will. And so we thankful and we grateful, God, for the word. We thankful, Lord, that even in everything, you will give your people how to pray. That we don't just pray any kind of way, but God, that we pray your word. In the seventh verse, it says, And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask them. We're thankful, God, that before we even ask you, God, you know what we have need of. We don't have to pray no whole lot of words in vain, God, saying things that don't even concern you, God, because you say you know what your people have needs of. And you always say, God, give you back your word. Will you not honor your word? Will you not give us the things that we ask you for according to your word? We're thankful and grateful that we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God, the only God that answers us according to your word. You said that you would supply the need, God. Whatever the need is, God, you said that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord God, you said, Lord God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all your righteousness, God. And then all those things will be added unto us. You said that you would give us the desires of our heart, God. Whatever our heart desire is, according to your will, you will grant it unto us. And so, God, today we thankful and we grateful. You said in your word that by your stripes we already healed. Lord, you said that we could stand in proxy for one another. So, God, on this morning we stand in proxy for Sister Lenore, God, because we know you are the God that healeth thee. You are the God, Lord. You said we could send your word. So I sent complete healing. For I know that you said that by your stripes we already healed. Every sickness, every disease, God, was nailed on that cross over 2,000 years ago. And we have to receive it by faith. We have to call those things to snot as though they already were. We have to speak to the mountains that stand in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We have to counsel the assignment of the enemy, but he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said, God, that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for the abundant life, God. We thank you for all that you do in our lives, God. We thank you for every need that you meet. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because you said, God, would you not open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing, God? And it wouldn't be room enough to receive, but we got to believe, God, that you're going to open that window and pour that blessing out. But even in that, God, you said you would rebuke the devils for our sake. What are the devils that come to try to destroy us, to come and try to overtake us? God, you said you would rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the bloodshed covering that covers us, God. We thank you for the blood that was shed just for us. And so, God, we know that you're a good God. We know you're awesome, God. But we have to stand in righteousness. What is righteousness, God? In right standing with you, God. And so you give us a chance each and every day. We can repent for the things that we've done. It was not like you, God. 1 John 1:9, God. But most of all, we can come to you and ask you to deliver us from the things that we're holding on to that we need to let go, but we can't let it go. But God, you are God that delivers us set free. Because you know our heart. You know what's on the inside, God. You know, God, because you're all knowing, God. So you know already, God, what's there. And so, God, we ask, clean our heart. Give us a pure heart before you, God. So when we come before you, we got clean hands, God. And we can lift our hands up to you. And we can give you praise and glory. And we can call out to you, God, knowing as we're calling out to you, you hear us, God. And we are thankful and we're grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you're there all the time. You do not sleep. You're there all the time, God. You hear us. You wake us up, God, sometime early in the morning. Because you got something you want to say. And sometimes, God, we so busy, we can't hear what you saying. And so when it's quiet, we can listen, we can hear. Because your words say, hear what the Lord is saying in these last days. God, what are you saying in these last days? But we got to hear you by the Spirit, God. What are you telling us to do? But we got to acknowledge you in all our ways. And you're going to direct our path, God. But sometimes we keep trying to direct our own path. We keep trying to go this way when you're telling us to go that way. But you said, Lord, you're waiting on us. And we keep saying we're waiting on you. But on the cross, God, you said it's finished. And then you gave us power to go and to do what it is you calling us to do. And so, God, we are praying on this morning for all that's in the hospital. God, because I know that you can be a doctor in that room. I know that you can take over the situation just for us because you love us so much, God. How much did you love us, Lord? You stretched forth your arms and you died for us, God. And then you said, I'm going to send my word so you can live by my word so you'll know who I am. Because the Bible is our lifeline, God. And sin will keep us out of this word. But this word will keep us out of sin. But we gotta hunger and thirst after righteousness. We have to become obedient to you and live for you, God, and hear what you're saying for our lives, God. We pray for our children, God. We pray for our grandchildren, Lord. We pray for the bloodshed covering to cover them, God, each and every day. We thank you, God, because everybody don't know who you are, but you allowed us to know through your word just who you are. You will fight for us, God, because you said, revenge is mine, thus said the Lord. I shall repay. I don't have to repay, God. I just have to turn it over to you. I have to turn it over to you because you are all seeing, all knowing, God, and you see, God, and you hear. Even when we sleep and we don't hear what the people are saying about us, God. But you hear, and you show us, and you warn us, God, that we don't walk into a trap. We already know because you already showed us, God. You already allowed us to know what's going on in the spirit realm. And sometimes, Lord, people, we think they're standing with us, and we think that people are for us. You have to come and show us they're not standing with you. They talking about you. They not for you. They want you to fail. And you show us what to do. And we able to move forward. Because we serve a God that has the answers. So, God, we thank you. We praise you on this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor, God, for truly you worthy to be praised. And so, God, I pray that everybody that's on this line that you would meet the need, whatever it is this morning, God, that you would meet the need. I pray, God, that if it's healing, that you would heal. God, if they need deliverance, I pray you would deliver and set free. Because you don't have a respect of person, God. You don't have a respect of person. I pray, God, if someone on this line this morning needs to receive salvation, I pray that salvation is open and given unto them, that they'll come to know you in a real way. And so, God, I pray even for the bishop that you'll continue to be with him and give him the strength that he needs to be able to do the things that he needs to do. I pray that you would give him a word, God, because you're a good God and an awesome God. And you will give them a word for your people. And I thank you and I praise you, God. And I come against a rebellious spirit. And I pray, God, that they'll be able to receive. And they'll be able to hear and do what you're asking us to do. That you will give us an obedient spirit to obey when you send your word. That we will obey, God, and do what you called us to do. We'll no longer stand saying, God, I can't. But if you say we can, we can. Because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. And I call it done by faith. And God, I pray that you would raise up some more prayer warriors to come on the line. To be able, God, to host and to be able, God, to pray. And I pray, God, that that need be met. And so I call it done by faith, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to the bishop.
God bless you, Cynthia. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the prayer, and the prayer is good. My God, the prayer of the righteous avails much. I think you have such a passion for the word, as your prayer often forwards us to the word of God. Thank you for that. And with that in mind, I want to read a few passages. Look at Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the ungodly shall perish. I want to read another psalm for us this morning. I want to take a look at Psalm 7. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. so shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O God, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will welt his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He obtaineth his arrows against the prosecutors or the persecutors. Behold the iniquity. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. That was Psalm 7. Psalm 1 and Psalm 7 came through on today. All right, just a little reading for us. Keitha, I'm going to turn this portion of prayer over to you. God bless.
God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be reading from Zephaniah 3 and 17. We'll read it from the NLT, the New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty warrior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We're lifting you up, O God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, Lord, for you are worthy of all, Lord, to be praised, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning for waking us up and clothing us in our right mind, Lord. There are many, Lord God, that didn't wake up. There are many that woke up, Lord God, and don't know where they are, who they are. They're not in their right mind, Lord. They're mad. They're lost, oh God. But we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, because you living among us, Lord God. You are with us, Lord God. Your spirit dwells within us, oh God, and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We can come to you, Lord God, because you are mighty, Lord. You are our Savior, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you sit high, Lord, and look low, Lord God, that you cover, your eyes cover the entire earth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because anything that we face, Lord God, we are facing it not alone, but with you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for taking delight, Lord God, in our gladness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for lifting us up, Lord God, and for showing us the way. We thank you, oh God, for putting praise in our heart, Lord God, and clapping in our hands and a song, Lord God, upon our lips, Lord God. And a testimony, Lord God, within our minds, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, because, Lord, you love us. It's your love, Lord, that lifted us. It's your love, Jesus, that keep us. Lord God, we know, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, that your presence is always with us, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus, from the beginning of time to the end, Lord. Your presence was always with man. And we thank you, Lord God, because now we know you're still with us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, that you came down in the flesh and dwelt among us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, you went upon the cross, Lord, and you took all the pains and all the sorrow, all the grief. Lord God, you took everything that man had upon your shoulders, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, hallelujah, you left, Lord God, and you went into hell, and then you was received up, Lord God. We thank you for it, Jesus. You bear all of our sins and our burdens, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you got the power, Lord, to defeat our enemies, oh God. Hallelujah, and help us to overcome, Lord, any sin, any affliction, oh God. Any doubt, Lord, any trouble, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can deliver us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, and we count on you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. You make a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for calming us, Lord, and reassuring us. Hallelujah. Protecting and nurturing us, Lord. You bring peace in the midst of our storms, and we thank you for that, Jesus. Where will we be without you, Lord God? Lord, we can do nothing without you, Jesus. We need you in everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't even speak, Lord, without you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God, for being a true and living God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We could call on you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call in this morning on our pastor, Lenore, Lord, your strength and your healing and deliverance over our pastor, Lenore, Lord. We're gathered together on this fine phone line, Lord God, to bring, Lord God, service, to service you, Lord, and to bring joy and peace and healing and deliverance into those that are on the line, Lord, and everyone that we stand in the gap for, Lord God. We, like I said, we're praying, Lord. We're lifting up Pastor Lenore Clark. Lord God, whatever it is she's going through, Lord, you know all things. We ask you to touch her, Lord. Strengthen her. Heal her, Lord. You do it, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you got the power, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that you can do exceeding abundantly above all we could think or ask, Lord God. Lord, make her whole, Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. Remember our Mother Goodman, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. As she lay in the hospital, oh God, we ask you to touch her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord God. Bless her, Lord, for she looked to you, Jesus. She know, Lord God, that her life is in your hands. She know, Lord God, that you love her. You've kept her all these years, Lord, and kept her in the right mind, Lord, and with your spirit dwelling down on the inside. Lord God, we don't expect nothing else, Lord, but a good report. Lord God, we expect, Lord God, for Mother Goodman to come up out of there, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praising your holy name. Remember each and every senior mother on the line, Lord God, and those that's not on the line. Lord God, we ask you in a special way, remember Mother Clark, remember Mother Sumlin and Mother Buchanan, Mother Hattie Wynn, Mother Peterson and Mother Izzy. Lord God, remember all of our mothers, any mother that name that I might have not called out, even our senior men, Deacon LC and Brother John, Lord God, and anyone else. Remember all of those that are sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord God, those that are in hospitals and nursing homes. Lord God, remember all of our loved ones, saved or unsaved, Jesus. Remember the bishop this morning, Lord God. We bless him, Lord God. We thank him, Lord, for standing in the gap this morning. We thank him for his service, oh God, and we ask you to continue to bless him, to strengthen him and encourage him. Give him what he needs, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God, and also give him the desires of his heart, Lord. Only you can do it, Jesus. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Answer his prayers. Touch his children and his grandchildren. Strengthen and make whole. Bless this ministry, O God. Hallelujah, each and every one that is a part of it. Bless those, Lord God, that are on this call today in a special way. Let them leave, Lord God, with your presence full of joy and gladness, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give them peace in the midst of their storm. Help them always to know, Lord, that you are with them in all things, Lord. Any challenges that they face, Lord God, that you are there and that you hear the prayers and the cries that are flowing before you, Lord God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we lift you up, Lord God. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Back into the hands of Bishop. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's good. That's good. I love the prayer. I enjoy the prayer. I need the prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jeffries, for praying for me and my family. I appreciate the prayer. Amen. On yesterday, we had a great service, and we're really taking this season. Where I'm at right now, you all, is I'm at a time where I feel like the Holy Spirit is leading me to really push God's people towards learning, training for reigning, towards learning in the area of investing, and to actually do something, to actually move. I'm doing everything I can do to set a fire under the people, a sense of urgency to move, as we preached through it yesterday, 65 years ago, 40 years ago, 15 years ago, if you had got the right information and actually acted on that information, you could be in a very advantageous position right now financially. And we know that finances aren't everything, but money answers all things. And certainly in ministry, my need is financial. Amen. I'm full of the word. I've got revelation and insight and wisdom, and I'm always asking God for more of that. But my need is financial, so I can put together a studio and even reach the masses. The more dollars I have, the greater platform I can create through marketing and advertisement and get our message out there. Praise God. And so I am preaching and teaching over these next few weeks along these lines, and I really want you all to plug into that and obey it. Actually do something and partner with me as I make steps towards doing something for this ministry, amen, for the future. And so I'm going to be praying that God would give us that wisdom and that he would move us. Special prayers today for Mother Goodman, for Pastor Lenora, and others who are sick and shut in. We're praying. We're praying for them. Father, I thank you now for all of our prayer leads on this morning, Elaine, Cynthia, and even Sister Jeffries. My God, I pray that you would bless them for their contribution this morning and all those who are faithful. They're with us every week, every day. Some don't miss a day. Father, I ask a special blessing upon those who are with us in prayer, lifting up our community, praying for the needs of the people, going forth in that intercessory ministry. I pray your grace upon them, blessings upon them, each household that's represented. I pray that every need is met in their home. I pray for the children of that family and grandchildren. God, I pray that their influence and the platform that you've given them would be a productive platform for the expansion of your kingdom. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that all their needs are met. Father, we extend our hands to you this morning. We stretch out and stretch up. We lift those hands right where we are. We lift our hands and we draw strength from you. We draw strength from your presence. We draw strength from your word today. We draw strength from your word. Father, we honor you and worship you. You have been so kind and loving. Your wisdom and your guidance have brought us to this place. You have led us by your spirit. And all that we have and all that we are, we give you the glory for. We give you the praise for. It is you that made us and not we ourselves. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. And yes, Lord, we do enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we do bless your name because you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth has endured to all generations. We worship you. We worship you. We worship your holy name. We reverence you. Oh, we honor you now, Lord. Father, let us not take your name in vain. Let our mouths be full of blessing. God, let us govern our words and our lips. Sanctify us, even as you did your prophet Isaiah. Put that live coal upon our lips and sanctify our lips. Oh, let us not be blessing and cursing. Let it not flow out of the same mouth, but let our mouth be full of truth, full of the word, kind words, soft answers. Give us wisdom in our words. Give us wisdom when we speak. Give us the tongue of the learned. Make our tongue the pen of a ready writer. Teach us how to speak life and not death. Teach us how to speak love, kindness. Give us a sensitivity in our words. Teach us how to speak to one another, our husband, our wife, our children. Teach us how and what to say. Give us words that will draw them and make their hearts open to hear, open to listen, open to learn. God, our hearts we place before you. Our hearts we place before you. Our hearts, God, our hearts are open to you today. Cleanse our hearts. Wash us, Lord. Let our motives be pure. Let our thoughts be pure. Oh, let your blood cleanse us now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Purge our thoughts. Purge the intentions of our heart, our actions and our deeds. Let them only glorify you. Let us be a light in darkness. Let our light shine. Give us the courage to let our light shine. Give us the strength to shine for you, not to be a light hidden, but to be that city set on the hill. Let us represent you in all that we do and everywhere we go, all that we say. Let us be your ambassadors. Let us be your representatives. Oh, God. Oh, God. In this season, Father, we're asking that you would give us the right temperament, the right sensitivity to this word that you're giving us, even a spirit of diligence to seek out and to search out the matter, or to do the reconnaissance, to read and to dig deep, to discover the hidden truths, even the witty inventions and creative ideas that you have placed in the earth. Give us the wherewithal to seek them out and the wisdom to react and respond, that in the months, weeks, even years to come, that we can benefit and your kingdom can be expanded through our actions. Thank you for it, Lord. Let us not despise the day of small beginnings. It starts small. Things that are presented to us in seed form. It starts small, but everything that's big, at times, many things that's big start small. Even as you gave me on yesterday, Father, your word is filled with example after example of things that were small, but you saw their potential. Give us that grace and that insight, that wisdom to see the potential of small things growing big, even like this prayer ministry. even our daily bread, our online ministry, our evening sacrifice, our midweek Bible study, our Success Academy, all that we are doing for your name, the books, the movies, the ideas that you plant in our heart, and even those that you plant in the hearts of these your people, God, I pray that we would not despise the day of small beginnings, but that we would be faithful, that we would be true, that we would be persistent, consistent, that we would persevere and continue to push forward with the spirit of excellence, the spirit of excellence and diligence. Let us pursue, pursue, pursue until we recover all, until we are overloaded with your blessing and benefit. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I lift up the ministry, God. I lift up all those members and partners, sons and daughters of this ministry. I lift them up, Lord, their household, their specific needs, physical, spiritual, emotional needs, financial needs. God, we lift them up. We pray for those who are under the doctor's care, who are taking medicine, who are in therapy, who are going to appointments and hospital visits again and again and again. God, help them. Touch them. Touch them and help them, Lord. Touch them and help them. Let them use wisdom in their everyday life. Let not these systems that are designed by men control the people, lead them astray. We pray for the doctors and caregivers, nurses, all those who are involved in these systems. Lord, they make mistakes. Human error is present. We need your Holy Spirit to intervene. Let your angels camp around your people as they go to and fro, even in transporting, just traveling from one place to another. Steal the hand of the enemy who would love to see us in a car accident, hurt in some way. God, hold back the danger. Keep our minds, keep our hearts, keep us in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We're praying for your will. We're praying for your purpose to come forth in our lives, in our ministry, in all that we do. God, give us your will. Direct us, even as your people have been faithful and are being faithful. Touch them even the more, Lord, in their giving, in their support of this ministry. Give us your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, to administer all the resources that you have sent to this ministry. Oh, God, I thank you for it. I thank you that you do all things well and you make all things beautiful in your time. Make the ministry beautiful. Let it butterfly. Let it come out of its cocoon. Let it shine forth. Oh, thank you for it, Lord. God, I'm praying for those men and women of God who are preaching the word, who are being led by the Spirit. And I pray against the works of the devil. I pray against those who are profane. I pray against those who are playing with the things that are holy. I pray against those who manipulate and deceive. I pray against the wicked and the evil. Lord, your word declares that you're angry with the wicked all day long. Hallelujah. Let us walk humbly before you, Lord. Let us walk humbly before you, obeying your word. Order our steps, Lord, even today. Order our steps. Show us what to do. Show us how to do it. Show us what to do and show us how to do it. Thank you for it, Lord. And finally, we ask for your strength. God, we need your strength, not just physical strength, but we need your strength. Oh, the strength of heaven, the strength of creation, the strength that is in the power of your word, the strength of courage and faith. Give us your strength, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We're yours, Lord. We humble ourselves before you and submit our way unto you, trusting that you're going to direct our path. The week is yours. The day is yours. The week is yours. And our time that we have left on this planet is yours, as we yield ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, thank you for this time of devotion and prayer this morning. Have your way. Bless the daily bread as we prepare to share with your people, inspiring them and encouraging them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, I love you, love you, love you. I pray God's blessing on everyone today. I want you to have a blessed day. I'll take a few moments here and get ready for the daily bread. You can join me at 9 o'clock as we'll be pushing forward, encouraging God's people to learn some things today, learn some things, and move forward. I'm telling you, this is that day. The season that we're in, this is that time where God is sending us word and instruction to prepare for a preferred future. Okay, people of God, I love you. I love you so much, and I pray God's grace on you. Until next time, peace to the family.